This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. We have Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One as our current generation systems, but there is always a love for the classics. Retro gaming is something that fulfills so many needs for those that want to collect or for just people who want to relive a particular era of gaming. Retro gaming has become so popular that there are even subscription services dedicated to them. One of those services is called Video Game Monthly. Joining me to speak about the service and the retro game industry is Joe and Grant. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it, Mason.
Yes, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your company. How did you guys get started?
In about 2014, well, in the end of 2013, actually, I was over at Grant's house. He was playing some video games, and he just said, wouldn't it be cool if I could just get some games delivered to the house and actually keep them instead of having to, like, source the games going to retro game shops and things like that? But we actually looked online, and there was pretty much nothing besides your normal ways of buying games, which would, you know, the eBays and things like that. So we decided one day, let's give it a shot. And that was 5.5 years ago.
Things just kicked off from there.
Wow. When it comes to the subscription service, do you have only one type of thing you can buy, or are there multiple choices?
We have multiple tiers. So we have a 3-game package, a 4-game package, a 5-game package, and then what we call a power pack. And that's 10 total games. But the nice thing is we have a little fun with it. So there's times that you have the opportunity to receive what we call one-ups, two-ups, or power-ups, which is just free games. So if a member signs up for a 3-game service, they have the opportunity of getting more games.
So besides games, do you guys put any other cool stuff, like, I don't know, old school memorabilia in there?
Yeah, every month we provide some sort of promotional giveaway, whether it be a VGM branded thing like a koozie, a flashlight, a bottle opener. Or a lot of times we'll put a Nintendo branded thing. So like Nintendo tattoos from back, I believe it was 1983 they came out. And we've done that a few times. And a few other stickers and pencils.
Trading cards and things like that, yeah.
Just to make it fun for the members. So when they open the box, there's something more exciting than just what they're expecting.
So if I were to sign up for this today, can I get a guarantee or something where I'm not going to get doubles? Or a game that I received maybe last month, would I get one this month?
Absolutely. So you go online, you actually fill out your gaming library, you fill out the systems that you want to receive games for. That way we know exactly what you have. We know the systems that you want the games for. And then you can even let us know the type of genres and type of games you like. If you say, hey, I really want beat 'em ups or racing games or whatever it is. And that way we curate the box to your needs.
Okay, so I have to ask, how far back do you guys go? Do you go all the way to like the 70s? And when do you stop? Do you stop at like 1990s? Do you stop at the 2000s?
Well, so right now we do Intellivision, Atari 2600. We haven't had much demand for like the 5200 or 7800 or the Odyssey and things like that. If demand grows for it, we can absolutely add those. And then we actually go as far up as systems that games are not being made for anymore. So PS3, Xbox 360, Wii U, even though we understand those aren't retro consoles for me or Grant.
They're retro for somebody, though.
They are retro for somebody. So somebody that grew up playing PS2 when they were 6 years old, that's their go-to, where people in their mid-30s or 40s, they're going to remember the Nintendo, the Atari. They probably played the Genesis, Super Nintendo, things like that.
Sega.
Yeah, I remember that very well, actually, the Sega and the PlayStation sound where it goes ding. Yeah.
Absolutely classic.
But you know what? I can't help but to think of like cars. Cars, I think when they're vintage, it has to be 30 plus years old. And I can't get my head wrapped around like games that are from the year 2000, which would be Game Boy Color, PlayStation 1, what would it be, Xbox. And I'm just thinking, is that really retro? Because I think of cartridges.
You're with me. I grew up in the early 80s, and when I was playing games, it was all cartridge-based. But what we've had to adjust to is the demand of games that kids going to college that were much younger than us were playing games that were retro to them. I say retro, even though it isn't a retro system, really. And you have people now that we have members that sign up specifically just for Wii U, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3. And without us even knowing, we know their age. We know it just because of the systems they're signing up for are not the typical retro system. And even though we consider ourselves a retro company, we're shipping additional systems as well.
Now, when you send out games, can you expect there to be complete in box, or are there going to just be loose cartridges? Like, will I expect, if even a CD, will I just get a CD, or will it be a case too?
So typically with cartridge-based games, so your Nintendo, anything that came with cardboard, to be honest, it's mostly going to be loose games.
Those are pretty hard to come by.
We do ship out. If you have a chance and you look on our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, you'll see all the boxes that are out there. We absolutely ship box games when we have them in stock. They're just not as common for those cartridge-based systems. Sega Genesis is actually a little bit of a oddity because those, I would say, if I had to guess, 20% of them that we ship out come with box and manual just because they were
more durable.
Yeah, they were durable and people
didn't kept them
and didn't throw them away. But when we get into the CD games, depending on the system, the majority of the games that we ship CD-based come with box, if not box, and manual. A few that we step away from that might not have everything complete would be like a Dreamcast.
Yep.
Just because they were, it was a little bit harder to come by, and a lot of the ones we ship, I'd say probably 50% of those come just with disc only, or disc and manual, but Dreamcast is a little bit of a different story, but
right.
PS3, Xbox 360, 90% of those that are shipped out are going to come complete in box.
Yep, PSP, a lot of those handhelds as well.
What about TurboGrafx? Because I love TurboGrafx.
Fortunately, there's a few systems we don't do, and it's just from a business aspect. You know, obviously, we're running a company as well. And with TurboGrafx and Sega CD and Sega Saturn, we do stock those games, and upon request, we can send them. But it's a little bit difficult when we're shipping so many games monthly to keep the inventory up at a reasonable cost for our members. And the whole goal of our company is to make sure the members are happy as well. And if we're not sending out games that they enjoy, or if it's the worst games for that system, we don't feel that's not right for our members.
Correct.
That's a good point, because TurboGrafx, there is only two types of games. They were either really good or really bad, and that drives the price point.
And, you know, we have people that are like, oh, I want my, I want my Virtual Boy games. We're like, all of them? All of them.
14 of them released here in North America.
All of them. So we stay away from things like that. But pretty much any system that does not produce games anymore that is within reason, we attempt to jump on as long as the demand's there for it.
Now, I have to ask, if a game comes and it's broken or it's cracked, the cartridge cracked, and it's probably like USPS or somebody else probably did it, can I ask, like, hey, can I get a refund, or can I send it back to you and get another game?
Yep, absolutely. So the game's not working, that's not an issue, because we do clean and test every game. If there's some rare instance that something happens, we absolutely will take care of the members. As for cracked or damaged games, it does happen occasionally. We're shipping out so many of these packages that it could happen. And the nice part about how we ship is we ship USPS priority mail, which is insured and trackable. So if there's a game that's broken, you get the full value back of that game, and we send you a new game.
I'm a little curious. I know you guys have like multiple tiers. If you're going to get the top tier one, the most expensive one, would the games inside reflect that price point?
It is a tiered system. You're getting more games. You're getting 10 games. It's going to reflect the price point. We're never going to say that you're going to get your top tier games. Like I said, it is a business, and you're not going to get a $100 game in a $30 box. But as we move forward, when you're doing the power-up, as we call it, the 10-game package, it is going to reflect, you're not necessarily going to get better games, but you're going to get more games that we hope that equal the value and that you're happy with.
So far from what you guys have seen, who is your biggest consumer? Is it people from the 80s, 90s, or is it the younger generation who wants to play these older games?
I would say the biggest is Nintendo. We ship out by far the original Nintendo. The most, which my guess would be you're talking 35 to lower 40 range of age group. And most of them, we hear what's so cool about it is we hear, oh my God, I remember playing that game back with my dad or my cousin or whatever it is. And the best part about these stories we hear is they're now wanting to play them with their kids. Their kids may be 4, 5, 6 years old, and they're bringing them back to show them what the games were like in the past.
They get to relive their childhood.
My older cousin gave me his NES, so NES was way before me, but I was always like two systems behind everybody. But I love NES. And my favorite one was the cheesy Barbie, which was horrible. It was a horrible platformer, but I still play it because it's just, it was good stuff.
Jumping over the blocks in Barbie is terrible.
Wasn't it? It kind of felt like you could clip through some things and you just couldn't. And you would have to just damage boost through it and just hope you get to the end. Now, why do you think retro games right now are so popular, especially when we can just download everything? I mean, you have all these kind of systems that have come out, the NES, the Super NES that had like 50 games in it. And then you could even modify them to have even more games. So why do you think people want these cartridges?
I guess the biggest thing that we hear is that people want to actually physically own the copy. They want to collect it. So it's almost like a collector's item now, where there's something about blowing into a cartridge and putting it in the system that just reminds them. It's a nostalgia thing where it brings them back to a simpler time where they don't have to worry about, you know, paying their mortgage and taking care of the kids. They just can pop a game in there and play it where, I don't know.
And also it's not just the software itself. It's also the collection aspect. So if you have a, bookshelf full of games, that's just, it looks cool. It's a conversation starter. People just like collecting actual physical media.
How do you guys prevent knockoffs and repo carts from getting into your boxes? Because I know it's kind of hard, at least for me, I have difficulty identifying them unless that you actually open up the cartridge itself and then you can look at the PCB and be like, oh yeah, that's not right. But how do you guys do it? Do you guys open up the carts, every cart that you get?
What we do is we meet with our vendors where we get our games from and we physically abuse them if they ever give us a... I'm kidding.
There's no real good answer to that because there are going to be games that show up and the honest answer is we do our best to make sure the game is exactly what it should be. And there are a lot of games out there that there are a lot of counterfeits and things like that. Again, if there is ever something that slips through one of the crew members as they pack it in the box, we are happy to replace. We have an amazing customer service team. It very rarely happens, but if it does, it's something that, we will take care of. We just, we do our best. Just like you said, you can't spot everything, and there's human error to all of this. So
we have very reputable vendors as well where we get our games from. So it's never been an issue.
It hasn't been an issue in the past, but, it's something that could come up in the future. So we definitely take precautions for it.
Yep.
Yeah, I've bought some repo carts before, and I should have known, Secret of Mana shouldn't be $5, but it was shame on me.
And the other thing that we've noticed is a lot of the reproduction cartridges are ones that are like a DuckTales 2. Or something that's Chip and Dale's 2 for Nintendo that are going to be way more expensive. And those aren't ones that we're going to, typically put in a box. You don't put a $200 game in a $34 box.
That's true. I'm not going to say it's not because that'd be crazy that you won the lottery. Like, you must have felt really kind that day to send that to me.
Exactly.
Now, with that being said, do you guys ever send out things from Famicom, Super Famicom, like from Japan, import games?
Absolutely, yep. Right now we do Famicom, Super Famicom, we do Japanese Game Boy games, if requested. It's basically, you can sign up for our Super Famicom and our Famicom and Game Boy, but if there's something else that you're looking for that's a specialty item, we're happy to attempt to help if it's something that fits in our what we're capable of doing.
We also do import Nintendo 64.
Oh, yes, yeah, N64 imports as well, which has actually been, we started that about 6 months ago. And
it's a newer edition.
It's very popular. And I think a lot of people like that because they're going to get games that are very well-known games that can be put in the box, where a typical game for Nintendo 64 might be really expensive.
I usually play on either my Hyperkin Retron 5 or I do my Retro Freak because you can play multiple systems on one game system, which is really nice and convenient. But the really inconvenient part is that sometimes some games don't work on it. If that were the case, could I send it back? Or, because it's kind of hard to prove otherwise if the game works, doesn't work. Because, using those type of systems, sometimes it's a hit or miss.
Yeah, we've run into that a few times where members will reach out and we specifically ask them, are you playing this on, what type of system? And if it is the case where the game doesn't work and it's because of a Retro 5 or whatever they're playing it on, we're happy to exchange it. I mean, it's not a big deal. We We'll just ship them a new game. We give them a couple options where they say, hey, this game didn't work in my particular system. And we say, we'll get you a new game. You know, do you want it in your next box? Do you want it right away? Whatever the case is. So, yes, we work with them.
Yeah, I once bought Gargoyles for Genesis. And for whatever reason, my system doesn't like it. I loved Gargoyles, too. That's such a great game.
I was going to say, have you ever put a Shaq Fu in the system before?
Oh, yeah, Shaq Fu, of course.
we're an app if you actually want to play the game.
I'll play anything bad, I'll be honest with you. There are some games that are just so horrible that you're like, okay, you weren't that bad.
It's part of the experience. And that's another thing, actually, is a fun thing. Every single month we send out what we call the joke box.
Oh, yeah.
So what we do is we have all the team members pick really bad games, just Shaq Fu and, I mean, just games that aren't popular, Barbie games, things like that. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
The Sesame Street games are legit, though.
but we put together a box every month for that, and we call it the joke box, and we send a few of those out to members as a free box in addition to their normal box.
Completely free, no.
And it just says, you know, enjoy these terrible games for free. You know, have fun with them.
I trade games with this guy in the UK, and I sent him some joke games, and I sent the NSYNC, which was Game Boy Color.
Get to the show, baby.
Mary-Kate and Ashley, and a bunch of other really bad games. And it was just, he was like, why did you do this? I was like, because I thought you would laugh.
Yeah.
That's exactly why we do it, too. It's for a laugh.
And then on the other end of that spectrum, we also do what's called a partners pack, and that's where the owners of the company actually pick out games themselves, which are typically favorites of theirs, and typically the boxes, you know, a better box. And we send about, depending on the month, anywhere from 10 to 12 of those out where they're going to get the Mega Mans and just a little bit better games than typical.
Anytime I can slip a Castlevania in a box, I'm going to do
it. Grant's game. It's his go-to.
I like that. You're like, everybody gets a Castlevania. You're the Oprah of retro.
You get a Castlevania.
I will do it every time.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and your product?
Oh, you can visit us online, videogamesmonthly.com. You can visit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Am I missing anything?
Pinterest.
Pinterest. Pretty much any social media. And if there's any questions, they can email us. We're, like I said, we have a great customer service staff that will get back to you usually within an hour of writing us.
Also, by the way, look us up on YouTube. We have tons of members unboxing videos, so you can actually see what actual members get.
Yeah, if anybody's skeptical about the type of games that are sent out, they can, on Facebook, there are thousands and thousands of unboxing videos, images, that they can check out the type of games we send.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.